So you've decided to stay in the relationship. You've decided to give him a second chance after the sexual addiction or the affair. But now you have this deep knot that is in the midst of your gut. You're asking yourself, what if I get hurt again? What if he betrays me? How in the world can I ever be vulnerable? Take that risk of vulnerability in this relationship moving forward. Well, beautiful, we're going to explore that today on Beauty Beyond Betrayal. Hey, beautiful, welcome to Beauty Beyond Betrayal. Have you discovered your husband's been having an affair? Do you just want the pain to stop and be able to take a deep breath again? Do you find yourself up late at night Googling how to save your marriage, heal from an affair? Do you wake up with the hope that this nightmare would end only to feel crushed and humiliated because your husband acts like the affair was really your fault and now you're left obsessing with where he is and if he's seeing her again? Hey, I'm Lisa. I too was devastated when I discovered my husband was having an affair. I too felt the pain would never end and wished he would just stop the affair and we could restore our marriage. I wanted the weight of the trauma to be lifted so I could breathe again and be able to have someone, anyone help me climb out of the dark, miry pit of despair so I could begin to heal and be confident in me again. But I kept telling myself, he won't stop seeing her. Must have been my fault. And this pain, it'll never go away. Until I found hope and healing in Christ, along with simple techniques that helped me to learn how to recover from the betrayal. In this podcast, you'll discover what betrayal trauma really is, learn simple techniques to heal and recover, and get biblical guidance to help you make the right choices as you heal from the affair so you can be free from the heartbreak and the pain and rise in confidence once again to be the woman God created you to be. So beautiful, grab your favorite latte or a glass of wine, snuggle up on the couch and focus on yourself for a few minutes. Let's dive into what it really means to rise up from the ashes of betrayal and loss into a life that you really desire. Hey beautiful, welcome back to the show. Before we kind of dive into our topic today, we have a 5-star review that came in that I've just got to share with you. It's from the Beauty Hunters podcast and they write, Lisa has a great podcast. Betrayal in marriage is more common in the church than most would admit. This podcast is so vulnerable, real and honest. She brings hope in the middle of trauma and helps point you back to God. You too can heal and be triumphant if you've experienced betrayal. Check out this podcast. Well, Beauty Hunters podcast, thank you so much for that incredible review. I appreciate you. Thank you for being such a loyal listener. And you can also leave us a review as well. This helps us to stay in the airwaves all across the globe so that women and couples, Christian women and couples, can find us, can, you know, the algorithm can put us in their inbox and right in the podcast platforms that they're listening on so that they can get the help that they need. So make sure to go below and leave us a 5-star review. We'd love to hear from you. Write it out and we'll feature you as well on the podcast. And I loved the fact, and this is why I picked this one today, is because they said the podcast is so vulnerable. Well, that's what we're talking about today. We're talking about vulnerability and the risk of vulnerability after betrayal, because this is a real thing. You know, many, many people find that giving their heart fully once again after betrayal is frightening. It is very scary. And the fear is vulnerability. The reason why is because it requires you to actually lay yourself bare. Now, it's not surprising that there is fear there, because if you actually Google the meaning of the word vulnerability, there's a definition that states, and I quote, the quality or state of being exposed to the possibility of being attacked or harmed, either physically or emotionally, end quote. And I know many of you are like, yep, been there, done that one. And you know, you don't want to go there again. You don't want to actually lay yourself bare, expose yourself to that possibility. But what I want you to consider is this. Is vulnerability really a bad thing when you've decided to reconcile your relationship? You've decided to stay. You both have been doing your recovery work. Now you've possibly moved into coupleship work and you've gone through full disclosure, or maybe not disclosure, but you're moving forward nonetheless. You both are on the road to recovery. Is vulnerability actually a bad thing? Well, as peculiar as it might sound, vulnerability is an essential part of a loving and close relationship. It's actually one of the most crucial parts to ensure that your relationship is not only going to reconcile and be resurrected, but it's going to flourish moving forward. Now, you have to have vulnerability. If being vulnerable to your spouse is causing you worry, and ultimately it's leaving you feeling, you know, disconnected from your spouse, from yourself, well, you're not alone. Because I hear many women that tell me, and many couples that say the same thing. You know, Lisa, I have this deep-rooted fear about letting down my guard and being vulnerable once again. But I will tell you this, everything in life starts with connection. And this includes your marital relationship with your spouse, the reconciliation that you're moving into. And in order for it to connect on the deep level, vulnerability is a part of that equation. Now, there are going to be times where you're going to be guarded, no doubt, because you are healing from betrayal trauma. And I remember in the early days when I reconciled with my husband, I was still guarded. And it took a period of time to slowly bring back vulnerability. Now, it was easier for him as the one who was unfaithful because he was all in. He was, you know, seeking to salvage the relationship and he was doing the hardcore work. But for me, as the one who was tremendously wounded, I kind of really eased into it very, very carefully. But let me just say this. Vulnerability actually increases your sense of worthiness and authenticity, which is necessary in order to allow you to be totally engaged inside of your brand new relationship. So therefore, it is vital that your fearful thoughts that you're having and the feelings about being vulnerable are well examined. This is where you really start to uncover, why am I so afraid of being vulnerable? Now, I love this quote by Brené Brown. Quote, "Vulnerability sounds like truth and feels like courage. Truth and courage aren't always comfortable, but they're never weakness." Vulnerability is not a weakness, beautiful. I know it may feel like it because you're kind of exposing yourself. You're putting yourself out there. You are actually risking being hurt again. And that can feel like a weakness, but it actually is a strength. Because after you've been betrayed, it takes courage and it takes strength to move forward and to start to be vulnerable even in the face of fear. So what I'd like to share with you today is to really how to acknowledge the fears that you are feeling and the anxieties around being vulnerable so that you can understand what really is going on and how you can move past it and actually start opening yourself up and being a little vulnerable so that the relationship can be reconciled. It can start to be healthier. Emotional connection can take place. It can move you forward to now reestablishing physical connection and building a better relationship that you've ever dreamed possible. So the first thing is this. Vulnerability, and I just stated this, vulnerability is actually a strength. It takes courage, even when you're facing the fear of it, to actually walk in vulnerability, to show yourself to your spouse, to share your dreams once again, to share your visions of your future, to share your emotions with your partner after they've betrayed you, to open up and actually talk again. This takes strength. It's not a weakness. Once again, it is a strength. Also, your relationship can improve greatly, and you can actually live a life that's aligned with your authentic self when you are vulnerable. The truth of the matter is this: vulnerability is actually walking in your authentic self. It's actually the little hashtag that I coined many years ago. It's where you hashtag be real and be you. It's where you let down your hair and you are you. And listen, beautiful, I can tell you, on the other side of betrayal, when you've decided to reconcile your relationship and move forward, it actually, when you truly decide to start walking in vulnerability and recognize that it's a strength, and you start to be true to yourself and you're real and you're honest, I can tell you that that is the best feeling in the world. Because most of us, if you're really honest with yourself, before the betrayal, there were probably times that you just weren't as authentic with your spouse. You probably didn't truly let your hair down, so to speak, and let them see the real you. Most of us don't, because we carry so many insecurities and we choose to be guarded. And it can come from limiting beliefs. It can come from past traumas. It can come from childhood issues. Many, many, many things can cause it. Nonetheless, we all deal with having an issue with truly walking in our authentic self. But when we choose to start doing that, it sets us free. We're aligned with ourselves and we can actually be real. And that feels magnificent. I know when you start walking that way, it feels great. I am more me today than I have ever been. And it took the betrayal to get me there. Number three is this: you can be confident in accepting and embracing the risk of vulnerability. Now, I want to say this. How can you be confident in that? Well, first off, you can be confident in it because, number one, you're going to trust God with the process. If you've chosen to reconcile and you both are doing the hardcore work, regardless of what happens down the road, God has you. And he's going to watch over you no matter what. He's brought you safe thus far, beautiful. He got you here. And he's not going to forsake you now. He is faithful to see you through, so you can trust him. You see, I want you to know that vulnerability, once again, is required in order for your relationship to go into the next phase, to the next level, which is to a brand new place. Yes, you have history with one another, but this is a brand new relationship. The relationship prior to the betrayal is over. It's dead, and that's what you've been grieving. Now it's time to build a brand new relationship with one you have history with, and that's what makes it so great. Because now you both are healed individuals moving forward, and now you can truly embrace who you really are. So let me just share this. True relationship connection happens when our hearts touch another heart. It's a heart-to-heart connection, and that's where there's love, understanding, kindness, compassion, trust, understanding. These things come forth when we are vulnerable with one another. However, even with great love and caring, you're going to have differences, and there are going to be conflicts that arise in your relationship, and the heart-to-heart connections can make you feel really, really vulnerable. Because they're exposing you to all kinds of things. Maybe it exposes you to your spouse's judgmental attitude once in a while. Then there are tensions and strains that develop, and it can cause a disconnection rather than a connection. And sometimes that robs us of true intimacy. But is the risk of vulnerability worth taking when you have actually moved forward into reconciliation? I will say yes and amen. Because once again, if you are going to truly rebuild and truly have a better relationship, it takes vulnerability. So how can you get past the fear and the anxiety of it so that you can start to walk this out? Well, the first thing that you can do is this. Create a list of your fears and the anxieties that you're experiencing. Now, why would you do this? Because unless you uncover what they are and acknowledge them and accept them, you can't heal from them. Let me say that again. Until you acknowledge them, uncover and really realize what they are and acknowledge them and accept them, you can't heal from them. You need to become aware of what the feelings are, acknowledge them, because fear just doesn't go away on its own. And this helps you when you acknowledge it. So stop and take out a piece of paper, get your journal, whatever, and then create a list of at least 3 to 5 fears and 3 to 5 anxieties that you're currently experiencing that you are having around being vulnerable, about opening yourself up, so to speak, to your spouse. You know, really sharing your emotions with risk of how are they going to, you know, deal with my emotions? Are they going to, you know, flash back at me and yell at me like they used to? Or are they going to support me this time? Start your sentence with, I'm afraid that dot, dot, dot. Fill it in. I'm afraid, fill in the blank. Okay? 3 to 5 anxieties, 3 to 5 fears. And then while you're completing that list, you'll probably have some thoughts arise. Thoughts like, oh my goodness, what if I get betrayed again? What if he has another affair? What if he relapses and goes back into his sexual addiction? What if I get hurt? What if this passion I'm feeling inside of my relationship, the hope that I'm all of a sudden experiencing, that I'm deciding to be vulnerable and improve my marriage, what if it's used against me? What if he seeks to control me? Well, beautiful, these are all valid fears. These are all valid anxieties, but you must face them. And it's totally okay to ask these questions. It's only human that you feel this way after you've been betrayed. You want to protect yourself. You want to protect yourself from feeling the hurt, the pain, the disappointment, from being devastated all over again. You don't want to go down that emotional pain roller coaster again, and I get it. But again, you must ask yourself these questions and face the fears. Withdrawing your heart, choosing not to be vulnerable, and staying in a disconnected relationship is not the answer. It is not going to bring healing, and it's certainly not going to bring reconciliation. No, that's not the best way to do it. Will you get hurt again if you let yourself feel again in your marriage? Will you do these things? Sure, there's a chance that you could get hurt again, but not necessarily. Beautiful, recognize this. There's no 100% guarantee in life. None of us have 100% guarantee. We might walk out of our house tomorrow and get hit by a Mack truck. Let's just be honest. None of us have 100% guarantee. But if we never risk anything in life, we don't live. We never love, and we never experience the things that God desires for us to experience in life. So by facing your fears and anxiety about being vulnerable, you'll notice you are a lot stronger than you thought you were. And if things don't go exactly like you thought they would, if they don't go exactly right, well, you'll survive. You've survived up to this point. And you'll probably realize that the pain you experience from anticipating the worry is almost always worse than being vulnerable. Beautiful, listen, we have the what if monster breathing down our neck all the time. What if I get hurt? What if he betrays me? What if I'm vulnerable and he treats me poorly? That's futuristic. Again, there are no guarantees, but you can't live from the what if. You will paralyze yourself and rob yourself from your future. The empowering way to respond to those kind of questions is, well, you know, if my spouse does do something negative or they hurt me in some way, when I open up and I let myself care again, well, I will probably feel some pain and I'll probably get upset, but I know that I will survive. I know that God will be with me, that He will protect me, and He will see me through. I'm going to dust myself off, and I'm going to pull up my bootstraps, and I'm going to give it another try. And it may take some time, but I'm going to be fully committed to this. Beautiful, if you choose to be strong in the face of the fear of being vulnerable, this is going to help you tremendously. So, I want you to stay tuned for our next broadcast, because in a follow-up episode, I'm going to give you 4 ways that you can actually observe and examine the fearful and anxious thoughts about the vulnerability so that they don't ruin you moving forward. I'm going to give you those in our next episode. So stay tuned and beautiful, listen. If you're struggling with vulnerability, then reach out to me. Below in the show notes, click on consult, how to work with me, and come on over. Find out about my consults, find out about my coaching packages, and let's see how we can get you unstuck from this. You can heal from this trauma. You can move forward with or without your relationship, and you can have a beautiful destiny. So don't sell yourself short any longer. I can't wait to see you in the next episode. Be blessed. Thanks for stopping by today and spending a little while with me. I hope you enjoyed today's show and found hope, healing, and encouragement. Please remember to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. You can even screenshot this episode and share it on IG or Facebook stories. This is how we get the message of hope and healing out to all women who are in the midst of betrayal and loss. If you're ready to move out of the devastation of betrayal and take the next step in your healing, make sure to reach out to me and schedule your breakthrough coaching call today. Until next time, love God, live your life passionately, and always choose joy in the midst of any circumstance that you may face. Cheers to you, beautiful.